These are the Barah Ministries announcements for June 4th, 2023. Prayers, please, for John and Lisa Munoz and their son, JJ. He got accepted into a school in Amsterdam. Yeah. But he needs housing, and so he's going to be going into the lottery to see if he gets some housing. So please pray for him that he gets housing, because Amsterdam is a corrupt place. And we don't want him in the apartments throughout Amsterdam. We want him in a safe place, in a dorm somewhere where he won't be subjected to all the rigors of Amsterdam. Prayers, please, for Second Lieutenant Jack Farley. He graduated from the United States Military Academy at West Point last week. That's where I was. That's why I wasn't here. And what a tremendous thing to witness, seeing him graduate and seeing all those young people. We never hear about these kind of young people who are amazing and respectful and yes, sir, no, sir, do anything that you need, love them. We never hear about them on TV. Unfortunately, the Vice President of the United States was there, but you can't have everything. But it was really great to be with Jack and with Pastor John Farley and with the rest of the family, Roberta. So, and then Emmanuel and Hannah, who I married about a year ago, and their two-month-old son, who is absolutely delightful. I told him to cut off the jam, don't have any more, because this kid is beautiful. The second one is never that way. So anyway, prayers please for Jack. Yeah, the second one's, there's something. So prayers please for Jack as he takes the summer off before he does his deployment. He'll be going down to Georgia, and what his wish is to be a tank commander, and so that's not a very safe job. Pray that the Lord keeps him safe. Prayers for me, please. June 13th coming up. I'm having my cardiac ablation, so pray for the medical team and especially for the electrophysiologist that he finds all the little places in my left atrium that are sending the confusing signals so my heart can get back into a sinus rhythm and reduce the risk of stroke dramatically. Prayers, please, for Pastor Robert McLaughlin and his family. He is still in hospice care. And in need of prayers, your prayers have been making a big difference. Happy birthday to my dear friend Monica Miller coming up in 3 days. All the way up there in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Happy birthday, Monica. Yeah, she deserves that. And happy birthday to my buddy Curtis Forcier. We haven't seen him in a long time, but he's got a birthday coming up on June 9th. Happy birthday also to former ASU women's volleyball coach Sonia Tomasevich, and her birthday was yesterday. So mark your calendars, no face-to-face lessons, July 2nd, 2023. Mark your calendars, the Coeur d'Alene Conference, 13th Annual Coeur d'Alene Conference coming up August 4th and 5th, 2023. Because of the flight schedule, no face-to-face lesson on August 6th, but I will get that Coeur d'Alene Conference lesson posted for you perhaps the next day. And all the times when I'm missing, I consider myself to owe you a lesson, and I will get those up and running for you. But if you're going to join us in Coeur d'Alene, come on, make your flights, car, and hotel reservations and plan to join us. We'd love to see you there. If you've never been to Coeur d'Alene, it's always a treat. It's beautiful there in the summer. No face-to-face lesson on August 20th. Mark your calendars. That's the August 20th is vacation time for me. Mark your calendars. Homecoming, the Barah Ministries homecoming, will be October 13, 14, 15. And leaders, we need to check to see that that date works, but that's the date that looks like it's clear in the calendar. No face-to-face lesson on October 22nd. No face-to-face lesson on December 31st. So I've got a lot of lessons to post when I'm not here. And if we could, on the calendar, if we could get all these dates in the Sunday slot, and if we could get rid of the color red, which is not really readable. There were some entries in there that were red, and they're hard to read for us blind people, of course. Today after the service, we'll have a discussion, just as we do every week after the service. Join us live or on Zoom, and you can find the Zoom link in the newsletter. We'll answer questions about the lesson, and we'll have a group prayer. I missed some of these dates, didn't I? Wasn't clicking. Remind me to click, people. Yesterday, Barah leaders had a meeting, and we picked 10 questions to answer. And the four questions we answered yesterday are, what kind of ministry do we want Barah Ministries to be? What obstacles are keeping us from being this ministry? And what is the cost of keeping the current situation the same? And who are the people we want to attract? So we're going to continue answering these questions. We're going to continue bringing new things into Barah Ministries that help us attract people, including some website revisions, some equipment revisions. And we will talk to you about what our approach is going to be to the ministry at the homecoming in October. Barah Ministries has a newsletter. You can share the word of God with your friends. If you want to get the newsletter, contact Denise at barahministries.com. We also have an app. There's an app for that. Download it now. You can visit the Apple Store, Google Play, or the Microsoft App Store to have all Barah Ministries all the time right in your pocket, purse, or in your car. Show one friend every week how to download the app, and you'll be doing them a big favor. I have been doing just that. And here are some of the stats that we're seeing just from showing people the app. Total plays, and is Denise, is this for last week?
This is for May.
Okay, so these are the statistics for May. Total plays, 250, which is a 100% increase. Unique viewers, 53, which is a 100% increase. And average viewer duration, 1 hour, 19 minutes, and 8 seconds. So people are coming to the app. They're staying on the app. And they are spending time listening on the app. So, yeah, we should be really happy about that. So I wanted you to see those stats to know that every time I get an opportunity, I'm showing people the app and asking them to take a picture of it with their phone so they can download it. And I would highly recommend that you do the same thing. These are the Barah Ministries announcements for June 4th, 2023.